It is only in the writing of St. Mark that we find the word gospel in the opening sentence of the text. Here begins the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now that is a word that has a long history. And really, to understand the meaning of that word, gospel, we have to go to the first reading that we heard today from the 40th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet says, "Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up and do not fear, and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God." Now, the word that is translated as herald or proclaimer of good tidings is the Hebrew word mesbeseret. It means the herald of good tidings. And that word gets translated into Greek as euangelion, the good news. And that word gets translated into Latin as evangelium, meaning the good news. And ultimately, that word gets translated into English as gospel. Good word is what that means, good news. And so the origin of the word gospel is found in the most important place it's used in the Old Testament, and that's in the 40th chapter of Isaiah that we heard today. And what we learn is that gospel is people. Rise up, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Rise up, Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Stand up, people of faith, herald of good tidings. Gospel is people. Proclamation of good news is people. Now let's go back to St. Mark's Gospel. Here begins the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, Mark's gospel was written in Greek, and the language construction of Jesus Christ, Son of God, that of, is a special kind of use of language. It means to explain. When that form is used, it means that the word or phrase that comes after of is the definition of the word or phrase that comes before of. So, here begins the gospel, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is not a story about Jesus Christ. It is not a writing about Jesus Christ. It is a proclamation of good news. It is Jesus Christ. Here begins Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Gospel is people. People who announce the good news. People who are proclaimers of the good tidings. Now, all through the Old Testament, that proclamation, that announcement was about a future event that was to occur. So prophets and kings and events would announce that there is to come for God's people a time in which the power and the presence and the kingdom of God would come upon this earth. But in Jesus Christ, that power and that presence and that kingdom does come upon this earth. So Jesus is more than the announcement. Jesus is the reality. The kingdom of God is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the beginning of the text that Mark writes is, this is the beginning of the good news, the gospel, which is nothing less than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that the whole rest of what is written is meant to, if you will, break open or show, or demonstrate how in the words and the deeds of this person the reign of God finally comes upon the earth. Now, at the end of the passage of today's reading from Mark, John the Baptizer says, I have come to baptize with water, but there is one who is coming after me, one whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You and I have received that gift of the Spirit, and that gift of the Spirit is the work of the suffering and the dying and the rising of the good news of Jesus Christ. And you and I, in that spirit, are called to be, in our time and our place, the gospel, the good news proclaimed today. You and I are gospels. That's a definition of who the believer is. And that in your life and in my life is written the mystery of Christ for the salvation of the world. You and I have been plunged into the death and resurrection of Jesus, and as a result, in the very ordinary ways in which we live our lives, we're called to do something extraordinary. We're called to be a herald of the good news. We're called to be gospel. And so what the message for today is, focus on who you are. You are the herald of good news. You are the living, breathing, walking, talking, acting gospel, which is Jesus Christ, in your own place, in your own time. And just as the world yearned for that herald of good news who appeared among us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the world yearns, is hungry for the manifestation of the good news, the good tidings, the presence of God made manifest in our lives as we stand fundamentally at a core. We stand as the very proclamation of the good news of God's love. So as we move on into the season, it's not only that we wait for the commemoration of the birth of the Savior, but we acknowledge in our own lives that there is born again in us and in the world that same good tidings, that same announcement of God's presence by the words and the deeds that you and I speak and do.